Folks, welcome to Pro Football Ireland. This is our final draft preview podcast-ish.
As we hear a little noise in the background, Darragh, I think you were scared there for a second.
Yeah, it took me by surprise there.
It's Belfast, man. Yeah. We are in the Deer's Head. I can't speak highly enough about this place. Massive thanks to David and the entire team. We had our first ever Pro Football Ireland event here with Jeff Reinbold a couple of years ago, and they've always been very, very good to us, so we certainly appreciate it. Decent meet, and you. I mean, I know Dara as a student in Belfast, she might not come up here too much, but
oh no,
in your mid 20s,
I don't venture too far outside of the
there, is that?
Yeah, it really, this is my first time here, but it is looks like a really, really nice place. Yeah, highly really
enjoy the Isle of Belfast.
Speaking of first times, yeah, coming to Belfast, what an experience it was, you know, seeing like going to new countries, everything like that.
There we go. All right, well, look, folks, that was a great podcast, and
thanks for joining us.
But yeah. I got a notification on my phone saying welcome to the UK. I get that
good stuff. I was in Monaghan yesterday. I get it.
Yeah, Monaghan. Hey,
Monaghan, but I didn't see Rory Baggin there. Yeah. Now, in the interest of transparency, this is being recorded on the 31st of March. We don't know what's happened to Rory. I hope Rory gets signed by the Steelers or someone, because it'd be class with us. And you know what, we had him in Dungan. You couldn't ask for a better lad. But I didn't see him in Monaghan yesterday, is what I'm trying to say. Who knows? I mean, I was literally in Clonus and Monaghan town.
Best of luck to Rory.
Best of luck to the boys. And even at the time this podcast goes out, we still don't... Like, those boys could get signed in May. If somebody... For all we know, he's been signed now. Yep. For all we know, he scored 15 points against Cavan. I'm digging a bigger hole here.
Yeah. Some say digging.
Digging. Also, I want Rory to get picked heavily because Tyrone play Monaghan if Monaghan beat Cavan. Anywho... Oh. Presented by the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. We are really excited to get to this game in August. It's August 24th, FSU against Georgia Tech. And you can get tickets, linktr.ee/NFL Ireland. Well, we are going to look at the draft today, 25th of April, Thursday night, the draft. And we're going to have a bit of crack. We're going to talk about our favourite ever draft moment for the crack. And then we're going to make a couple of bold predictions each. And then we're going to get Connell. We're going to smuggle him over the border again and get him out of here.
Wouldn't be the first time something's been smuggled over the border.
Good Lord. Did you bring some Tato?
Did I bring Tato? No, something fell off.
You didn't bring us anything? Manhattan popcorn?
Don't even get me started. No, I think what's better, Manhattan?
Hold on, Dara, this is the whole conversation here. Manhattan popcorn.
Or the Tato
doesn't popcorn. Taste it in it. Am I wrong?
Tato popcorn. Have you had Tato popcorn? Tato popcorn.
I'm taking you to Tesco after this. We're going to get Tato tortillas.
Tortilla.
Have you had them tortillas?
Tortilla.
They're a disgrace.
The tortilla.
They don't taste that.
No, I don't buy into this
marketing
of Tato. No,
I don't buy into marketing. The Packers are playing in Brazil. Yeah. What?
Everyone. I'm going to start a GoFundMe, and we're all going to pay for Dara's flight to Brazil.
Pro Football Ireland has no affiliation with the NFL. We do not know if the Packers are playing in Brazil. We've seen it online. We have no idea.
It's probably not going to be them. You will know by the time this podcast comes out, too.
Potentially, so. Will it?
Browns or Packers.
Well, like, I mean, if we're going to start talking about that, like, we all seen the graphic from Wembley, yeah?
Oh.
About the Jags. Yeah. Let's not talk about it, but we all know who they're playing.
Yeah. What graphic?
What graphic? Yeah, no. Hopefully, you'll all be there, boys. For the crack.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
It's very, very difficult to say your favourite draft or whatever, but look, not to... I mean this in a positive way. You boys are your early 20s. I'm my early 30s. Whether you like it or not, we've got similar enough... experience of this, like, in terms of like the amount of time we watch. Like, I've been watching since 2009. Mm-hmm. So in that amount of time, it is hard to pinpoint the moment. Like, if you go all the way back, like, to think what Eli Manning done, where he basically came out and was like, nah. Could you imagine? I know there's talk now about like the Bears and stuff. And so at the time of recording, we were expecting the Bears to pick first, Commander second, New England third, Arizona fourth, Giants 6th, Chargers, I'm going to go to 10, Chargers 5th, Tennessee 7th, Atlanta 8th, Chicago 9th, Jets 10th. That is what we expected at the moment, but you could see at the time of recording Minnesota, Denver going up. I just feel like maybe it was the bar I was in. I was watching in, it used to be called Scratch in Belfast. I don't think it's still open anymore.
No, it's gone.
It's gone. See, it's all, I'm just too old. We watched the draft the night Manziel got picked and the whole place went mad. We were loving it. And he came out with like the money line. And then you just knew from then that it was going to turn into a whole fiasco. That was one of my favourite moments ever because of the crowd. One of the best moments ever was when they had the draft in Dallas.
Oh.
And the Eagles spiel that happened.
Yeah, that was
great. Oh, jeez, that was unreal. Have you boys got any favourite moments? As a Packers fan?
As you mentioned Eli Manning. So because I'm younger, I haven't really watched the draft since 2017 was my first year. Mahomes, that draft was really my first year properly paying attention to it.
Mm.
So I understand that's, I mean, seven drafts have sort of flown by, but that's still relatively new. If you were to look up biggest draft moments, they all come from before that. Dating up to Laramie Tunsil and that whole thing in 2016, you got the Vikings missed a pick before, as you say, Eli Manning. You got the Saints traded every single pick they had for Ricky Williams. You had, there's more. I can't even begin to think of them all. But
the Vikings missing out is
That's an insane moment.
And you mentioned Mahomes, not Jim, but you mentioned Mahomes. I've seen the TikTok recently where it literally just shows every team that went ahead of him.
Yeah.
Did you see the, I think it was it Schefter or... it was Schefter, and he had the whole thing of like the Patrick Mahomes trade ended up basically leading to Brock Purdy getting picked by San Francisco.
To claim complete responsibility for that. There's a tiny website called Discuss the Game. It was an app. And before I did any NFL stuff, before I had a Twitter account...
You own this website?
No, I didn't own it. I wrote on this website, and I'm going to try and see if I can find that, because I forgot all about that.
I'll pop this
I wrote... No, please don't, actually. off the TikTok record, I put out an article that said, the Patrick Mahomes draft day trade directly affected the careers of, like, something like 85 players afterwards, because... The picks kept getting traded afterwards. Mm. And I only did this maybe 2019 or 2020. But even at that point, there had been future picks. Like, there was like three guys in that draft, and their picks were all traded, spawning back to the original Bills and Chiefs trade.
It was the Bills trade. The Bills traded down, ended up getting Tre'Davious White. So they still got an elite player there, but then they used the pick that they had from the Chiefs to trade up in the next year's draft and then got Josh Allen.
And Nelson Mandela.
It was a complete spiral, yeah. So, I mean, I don't think you can argue how much it affects players, but yeah, that was saying a while that the Mandela effect, as you call it, or is it the butterfly?
It's a butterfly effect. Mandela effect is when you think it's one thing, like you think, oh, the... Monopoly Man has a monocle, but he doesn't have.
I get what that means. anyway, my biggest draft moment, from what I've experienced personally, it was Baker Mayfield getting picked in 2018.
Instagram. Do you watch that live on Instagram when you're sitting there?
Just because leading up to the draft, it was all the mocks were it's going to be Darnold. The odd one would say it's going to be Rosen or Josh Allen. For that
Rosen,
top pick, and I know Rosen and Baker.
He was like my second favorite quarterback in that draft.
I know, and Baker. I personally didn't like him. Victory lap there, but Baker was. I love Baker Mayfield coming out. He was like so polarizing and so incredible. Obviously, Johnny Manziel was a whole different kettle of fish, but but Baker kind of had that. But you know, genuine talent and transferable skills to the NFL.
And liked to watch film.
Yeah, so but what I would equate it to is Jaden Daniels going first overall this year, in the fact that that pick felt so set in stone to be Darnold or Caleb Williams in this case. And then out of left field, I remember the day before the draft, Daniel Jeremiah, who's obviously such a respected mock drafter and draft analyst, finally bit the bullet and had Baker Mayfield number one overall. And people were like, oh my God, this is actually going to happen. And if you watch back the clip from draft night, Rich Eisen on commentary, the pick announced, it's wow, it is Baker Mayfield. It's the first thing that he says. It blew everyone by surprise. So yeah, one of the coolest moments for me personally.
Nothing compares to, for me,
to
when,
you
when Roger Goodell walks out. When Goodell walks out on draft night, that's when you know the NFL's back, because it's been like that 1 or 2 months of lull, and you're like, oh yeah. Jesus, I can't wait. I can't wait for this draft. I've seen what it's going to look like in Detroit. You're going to have the stage. You're going to have the big setup. And like, obviously, they've done it in Vegas, but there's been years we've seen COVID. He was sitting on a sofa. Something feels special about this year's draft.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to be watching the back column and going, Jesus.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of like just interesting things that happen, because it's going to be like, where there's going to be so many positions where people are like, oh, I think this guy should have gone here. But it's like a lot of the guys are like really of a similar level, because they're just like that good, to where it's like you're just going to be picking at straws. And then, as always, there's going to be one guy who everyone's like, he's a mid to second round day guy. And then he's going to go like in the top 15 and no one's going to know why. So it's going to be, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in this year's draft, because there's a lot of really good players, and then there's like a fall off, and then there's a bit of a fall off, and then there's like not a whole lot of depth in like some positions because, you know, of people returning for NIL and everything like that. So there's a lot to look into.
We're going to give a bold prediction in a little second, but we're going to talk very quickly about biggest busts. And I think this is difficult. And you talked about like your draft star, the ones that you've experienced, it's like the last 6 years just flowing in for you. I remember sitting, seeing Cam Newton and Von Miller going, have they got that the right way around? I remember just thinking, and hard to believe 3 years on, 4 years on, they met in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just insane. And obviously we all know what happened there.
And then that was like, wow, I really should support the Denver Broncos because I was on the fence, and then nothing has happened since.
You really got the raw end.
But talking about busts, yeah, probably not as big as a quarterback. The Broncos have drafted some absolute tribe last year. Like Jerry, like look, I know Jerry Judy's went to a different team.
Yeah, right? I think Jerry Judy's a good player.
Jerry Judy's one of the better picks the Broncos have had the first round, unfortunately.
At least they got Pat Sertan. They're going to have to trade.
Let me just say this, and I'll move on with host. Jerry Judy came into Denver as if he was the second coming of Christ, lad.
And I thought he was.
And he wasn't. So that's what I mean in that sense.
And like, think they could have had CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Boss is like...
Didn't pick Henry
Ryan
Rhodes.
Leaf.
Yeah.
I mean, we had... Like, I spoke to Ryan Leaf beforehand on a different podcast, and he mentioned about how it obviously completely changed his life.
He
has to be the biggest ever.
Yeah. The who?
Ryan Leaf, biggest bust ever.
No, Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah. Jamarcus Russell was definitely up there at the top. I wanted to mention the 49ers drafted Solomon Thomas third overall.
Oh, yeah.
And then I know they were far apart, but then 5 years later they go and draft, or maybe 4 years later they go and draft Trey Lance. And so it's wild to me that those two players were picked at such a prominent position, and that franchise has still managed to become one of the most dominant teams in the league.
What's interesting about that as well is because at the end of that first round in the same Solomon Thomas draft, they picked Reuben Foster as well. And like people thought he was going to be great. And then obviously, you know, he had some off-field issues and stuff. But then I think it was the next year they just got Fred Warner anyway.
You look at, what I feel like if you were a 49ers fan, you'd have to be sort of kicking yourself that they didn't just even get remotely okay players for them. That could have been, as you say, Foster and Thomas. That could have been Marshawn Lattimore, Ryan Ramchick, what the Saints got.
They even had Javon Kinlaw a few years ago, and he never became what there was, thought he was going to be.
You almost forget about Trey Lance.
Yeah,
they bet the farm on him.
And it's not even
And then they just got the last pick in the draft.
Yeah.
And a fry.
What the 49ers have done versus what the 49ers could have been is just incredible. They could have literally been one of the most unstoppable teams in the NFL if they hit on even two of those four picks that we mentioned. You know, so it just goes to show you that even if you miss on those first picks, you can still trade for a Christian McCaffrey. You can still have a Kyle Shanahan level coach, or maybe you can't. Maybe there's only one Shanahan, but
there's only one.
Well, he hasn't done anything yet, lads. Not in a negative way.
As a Packers fan, I resonate with the 49ers and their shortcomings on the final.
I have a third-grade quarterback in a row.
Gents, it's time for bold predictions. We have to. You're going to laugh at this, so we'll just get ready for this. I need to wise up before you even said it. Who's picking third at the time of recording?
The New England Patriots.
New England Patriots. Gerard Mayo's.
Has everybody seen the cap hit for Dak Prescott next year?
It's the most ever. It's going to be the highest paid player ever.
Why don't the Cowboys and the Patriots swap picks and Dak Prescott goes to New England?
What pick do the Cowboys have?
What about Dak Prescott going to the... that's a ridiculous prediction.
What pick do the Cowboys have?
24th.
I think that's a little...
It has to be more than that, but I'm saying that's the initial... That's insane.
But they'd really have to believe in what would probably be Drake May.
I think as well, you mentioned it a second.
And the running game isn't as good as what it was.
You've heard, and just going on a second one, you've heard Sean Payton talk about, you know, potentially trading up. We've heard multiple teams saying this. He said the DNVR, I think, last week. You would presume that Pat Sertan's going to be involved in that as well.
No, he won't.
If they go up to top five,
he cannot be, because if they do that, it's over. I know they're committing to a rebuild, but they need to have someone who's an elite level star because they got rid of Justin Simmons.
Shedeur Sanders in Denver is going to be the funniest experience.
Yeah, if we wait till next year to get
yeah,
quarterback,
we'll get in there next year.
I'm just waiting for Stidham, Arch Manning.
I'm going to create a Twitter account called Stidham Season SN.
Stidham News.
But like, there's literally outlets right now talking about the possibility of Patrick Surtain being traded.
Yeah, for my bold prediction that I came here with, it is along those lines. Mine was star player gets traded. We saw it with AJ Brown. Now, I think Dak Prescott and QBs, I wasn't exactly going to go down that route. I was thinking more so a wide receiver. I couldn't rule out Devontae Adams being traded. Maybe T. Higgins. It feels like a matter of time before he's traded. Khalil Mack is one that, I don't know, he's 33 years old now, but he can still has pass rush and upside. The Chargers need his contract off the books. I think Atlanta's a really nice landing spot for him if they didn't land Dallas Turner in the top 10. So, yeah, that would be an interesting one. So, yeah, I feel like a star player could be on the move on draft night. Other than that, it's tough to think of any properly bold predictions during the draft because, I mean, four QBs in a row would be bold, but I mean, it seems it's going to happen.
What about a bold QB prediction? What about Caleb Williams coming out after being picked first that he doesn't want to play for the Bears? And
I could see that happening, not with the Bears. Like, let's say if it was, well, he's from Washington, like DC area, so I don't even think he'd turn that down. Yeah. But like, if it was 2 years ago under the old ownership, I could actually see him like turning down the Washington.
Any quarterback and you look at how Justin Fields worked out in Chicago with everything that was going on behind the scenes there.
There
has to be an element.
They're probably a year or two coming out of the rebuild. Back then, they were like, God, like, just if there's a good player on this team, they shouldn't be on the team. Get them away from
us. I think Chicago gets a bad rap, too. I think they're a relatively well-run organization. Yeah. From Poles is a competent GM. I know he's had some run-ins in the past where people aren't too pleased with the moves he's made. But yeah, even as a person who covers the Packers at an almost full-time rate at this point, I see my fair amount of Chicago Bears coverage, and I don't think there's any real concerns that Caleb Williams can't carve out a really good career in Chicago.
Right, I want the JJ McCarthy at 5 bold prediction for Denver. You have to do it.
Oh, for Denver, yeah, I think...
Bo Nix.
No, I think it's going to be... I don't know what they'll do, because there's next year's draft isn't like quarterback heavy. Now, we said the same thing about the, I think it was the Joe Burrow draft, and obviously, like, now people could not have expected that Joe Burrow was gonna be the best quarterback we've probably ever seen in a college season that year. But yeah, there's not, like, I don't know what Denver's gonna do. I actually really have zero clue, because I know
what they're gonna do. They'll draft on.
I know what they'll, what,
for 2 second rounders.
They'll just, I don't know what they'll do. They'll
it was Broncos thing ever.
They
it happened
will,
a couple of years ago.
Yeah. The Denver Broncos will trade up and they'll end up giving up like their first round pick next year, their second round pick next year, have no picks again, be bad because they're still in a rebuild. They've basically said that they're going to be partially in a rebuild for the next year or two, and then be like, oh, we can't draft anyone and the quarterback isn't going to be amazing in the first half, in the first year, because the guys after thing aren't really set up to do that.
Green Bay at 25, what do you think?
At the moment
at 25.
Yeah, they could go up if they really wanted to. I can't see them going anywhere but offensive tackle. It just, when you stop getting so deep into the draft and you just take a 10-mile away view of the situation, they're going to want, they see that they've got a quarterback for the next 12, 15 years.
So they're going to pick another quarterback.
So they're going to trade him to the Jets. No, and yeah, listen, God knows what happens there, but the Packers do feel, they feel like the kind of franchise that are sort of mature in their decisions. They don't do anything rash. Mm. And I feel like the mature decision is get an offensive tackle who can keep Jordan Love healthy for the long term. Don't think, okay, we have to win right now. You're going to have Jordan Love. You're going to have so many years to compete at a top level. The Packers are historically a franchise that has zero urgency. Maybe the most patient franchise in the NFL. They'll be conservative is all I'm going to say, yeah.
Intrigue to see Minnesota. Any final bold predictions, gents? Anything else you want to say, Colin? I feel like I took you out.
Yeah, I think we're going to see... if one of these two things is going to happen, I think either the most wide receivers drafted in a first round or it's going to tie that. I think it's about seven right now, and there's definitely a chance that happens. I mean, if we have probably three or four going within the first, like, 10 picks, we could see that. And then, you know, get all the good teams usually at the end of the first round want to save money, so they'll just draft a younger wide receiver. So that could happen. Or we see the most offensive tackles drafted in the first round, or offensive linemen in the first round. Because I have here Troy Fotanu, J.C. Latham, Olu Fashanu, Talisi Fuaga, Joe Alt, Amarius Mims, Graham Barton, Tyler Guyton, and Jackson Powers Davis. Those are like what, top eight guys? They've kind of have like first round grades on them, but just because of how deep it is, it actually means that one or two of them probably falls into the second round.
Watch the Giants take Joe Alt in the top 10 when they need a quarterback and a few receivers.
And they already have Andrew Thomas.
Mm. Watch them do it. Any final words, Dara, from Belfast? Anything you want to say?
No. Thank you to the deer's head for...
Thank you to you for both of you boys for what you've done. Like, that's...
How now, Brown Co. Yeah.
Say it again.
How now, Brown Co.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kitty accents.
Kitty, no, we're not even going to attempt.
Yeah, we'll not try.
Don't
Kitty.
You try and, don't
this
you
man's
try
got an Armagh game starting in 3 minutes, so we will wrap this up. I will say thanks to the deer's head for the hospitality. Big thanks to the Aer Lingus College Football Classic for the support. CFB Ireland on X. You can get tickets at lanktr.ee/NFL Ireland. The NFL Draft Thursday, April 25th. Looking forward to talking about a ball with you boys later on this year. And I appreciate you lads for your efforts, for your help and support with all this. I enjoyed this more than Zoom. This has actually been a crack doing this. It sort of gets you back in there after a few weeks off in the off season. I'll see you in Brazil, Dara, very soon.
I was going to say something in Portuguese, but I don't know enough.
Come to Dungannon and we'll teach you the Portuguese language.
Neymar Jr., Vinicius Jr.
Obrigado. Big thanks to the whole team at the Deer's Head. Do check them out if you're in Belfast. They're very close to the Cathedral Quarter. Do check them out. Connell, see if home lad, and we'll definitely get down to Kerry at some point.
I'm going to be very, very tired today.
You'll come up north again. I think you won't take as long next time, I think, after being
there. Yeah, I'll try get my driving license done and we'll get much quicker.
I have to go to Cork and well, I suppose at this point it's over. Anyway, we're chatting rubbish here. Thank you so much for your support, folks. You make this happen. Lads, your analysis over these podcasts have been sensational. Thank you very, very much. We'll chat to you soon, folks. Good be logging.